Hello, Guardians. Pat here, the DM, and, along with Carlos, a producer for the Dungeon Rats. Before we get into the Season 1 finale, something that I am very excited to show you, there are a few things we wanted to make sure you knew. First, the Dungeon Rats are part of the Chicago Podcast Festival. We will be performing live at the Beat Kitchen in Chicago, Illinois, on Monday, October 2nd at 8:30. If you can make it, we need you there to provide the monsters, plot twists, and magic items. That's right, even in the live show, we will use audience submissions to keep the dungeon full and the rats contained. The link to buy tickets is in the show notes. Come hang with us, it will be dope dope. Second, you may have noticed a special bonus episode in our feed last week. As a part of Podcasts of Annihilation, Aram, Carlos, Serena, Gwen, and myself got together to play the new D&D adventure, Tomb of Annihilation. We had so much fun that we decided to keep playing. Two more episodes will come out on the Dungeon Rats feed, but then, if you want to stay with us, you are going to have to check out Neon Rival Presents. You can find out more at neonrival.com. or by subscribing to Neon Rival on your favorite podcatcher. Finally, and then we can get to the finale, making this podcast has been life-changing. We have had so much support from you and the community. It's really been a remarkable year. I am so excited to show you Season 2, but we do need some time to get it together. So if all goes to plan, the official Season 2 premiere is scheduled to come out in late November. I know! That sounds like forever! But trust me, it'll be worth the wait. And don't worry, we won't disappear during this time. New podcasts will continue to come out during the break. As I mentioned before, we'll have two new episodes of our Tomb of Annihilation playthrough. After those episodes come out, we'll have a short side quest that will help set up Season 2 and show us what else is lurking in the Kingdom of Naporia. Okay, that's it for me. Thanks again for making this season so special. The Dungeon Rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations. Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons and Dragons adventure. It is thanks to you, brave Guardian, that we will keep Naporia's most wanted forever trapped in the endless dungeon. You can submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, or anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats. Today marks the end of the road for these vermin. No more playing around. The Court of Crowns has suffered greatly ever since they knocked the entire kingdom off balance with their greed. We will not stand for it. They will all die, the rats and that blasphemous Antolio Licolai. We trusted him to oversee our most cherished institution, the Endless Dungeon. And then we foolishly made him our king. We did not know that he was a worshiper of Udala, nor that he has turned his back on the light. The signs, they were all there, and I blame myself for missing them. When we first met Pimwan, that young halfling scout, we should have known he was manipulating the rats to a dark agenda. As soon as it was uncovered that Pimwan was doing the Lich Krimbom's bidding, a lich that the court never approved, nor did we know even existed, we should have seen that evil was getting help from someone. But we were not paying attention. We had heard the rumors that Antolio and the Licolai family had fooled the selfish Dragaleb into destroying his father and losing his seat in the court. We did not want to believe it. But we should have. Because if Antolio gets what he wants, and the dungeon breaks open, the entire kingdom of Naporia will be cast into darkness again. The sun will not shine. We will turn on one another. And Udala will rise again. But much like the Paltangru who first defeat Udala thousands of years ago, the Court of Crowns today must defeat this demon where it was born. In the Endless Dungeon. At the time being, we have the rats trapped in a tavern. One that will eat them if they try to leave. Because if the rats do not find Antolio, his dark plan will fail. But if they escape, Lathander, help us all.
I rolled a 7.
You don't notice anything.
Cool.
It's an uneventful shift. Who do you wake up?
I'll wake up Beauregard.
Beauregard. Daryl shakes you awake.
How do I feel when I wake up?
Nauseous.
I vomit.
Oh, no.
I just straight up vomit. Lots of two.
Two everywhere. Coming.
How are you doing, buddy?
I am not well, my friend.
Look, you're going to get through this. I think this is going to pass, okay?
I vomit again. I think you're right.
Can I take a nap?
Oh, is it my turn? And it just kind of like shakily lifts himself up.
Yeah, okay. I made a bad decision, but you're right.
I'm good.
If you're awake now, I might as well.
Go ahead and rest, and I would meditate.
Roll perception.
I have a 3 and a 2.
The evening is uneventful. Who do you wake up?
Gilf.
What's up?
Gilf, it's your watch.
Hey, can I just say, you are the best at waking people up.
Yeah, really are.
So gentle.
Like, I came out of that REM, like, so peacefully, and I feel so good right now. Oh. Gilf pops out of bed and starts doing his push-ups and his sit-ups and starts getting ready.
All 5 of them?
Yep, all 5 of them.
1, 2, 3, 100. Cool, roll perception.
10.
You gaze out of the window. What looked like a windowsill now looks like a tooth.
How far away are we from a full rest? At everyone?
Pretty close.
Everyone has a full rest except Beauregard.
Yeah.
Okay. But those two are good, right?
Yeah, you can wake them up.
Okay, I'm going to wake them up. I do not know how to wake people up. I just start like tapping their heads, like tap, 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 tap. And then I hold their noses.
Guys! Oh, good. You guys are awake.
Hey, guys, check out this windowsill. Be quiet. These guys are sleeping, okay?
Okay.
Check out this windowsill. Do those look like teeth?
Yes.
Oh, man, hold on. This pig came in here real quick. Let's get rid of this pig.
Whoa.
Yeah,
does look like teeth.
Are we in a mouth?
I'm, like, accidentally holding Gilf's hand from my dream. And then I'm like, oh, what? I don't love you.
What?
Nothing.
What else is in the room? Is there anything in the room?
Roll perception.
18.
The ceiling looks like it's getting wet.
I'm feeling pretty sweaty all of a sudden.
Okay, hold on. He looks up at the ceiling. What happens when he goes up to the wall and, like, touches it? Is that also wet?
It quivers.
Okay, guys. We need to get out of here quickly and quietly.
Can we, like, drag him out as he's sleeping?
I could carry him.
Oh, yeah. We'll carry him and get the heck out.
Beauregard's a pretty sound sleeper, this seems.
Oh, Bugfly, why don't you use these sheets and make a gigantic Beauregard born?
Yeah!
I'm gonna, like, quietly go out the door and back down to the tavern and see Charlotte.
Okay.
Okay, so Gilf goes down the stairs. Hey, Charlotte.
She whips up from behind the bar.
Hey.
You weren't thinking about leaving, were you?
No. Question. The ceiling looks wet.
Oh, are we leaking?
I don't think so. And I touched the wall. And mm-hmm. it quivered.
Oh, did it now?
Yeah, quivering inside buildings doesn't really happen.
Hmm. Who said this was a building?
Oh, crap. What is this? Is this a living place, Charlotte? 12.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, crap. Are you feeding us to your building right now?
Well, we've all got to eat. And she raises up and she starts to wrap her body around you.
Crap. So she's like a snake?
Like a tongue. Charlotte wraps around your body, lifts you into the air. And once you get in the air, you see the area behind the bar looks like a cavern or a hole. And you start getting pulled down towards it.
I'm going to thunder wave. Yeah. Just like blast.
Yeah, so she's got to try to dodge it, which I think she'd have disadvantage. Yeah. What is she dodging with?
Constitution saving throw.
Constitution. Oh, okay. Nope. So she gets full damage.
Gilf's being an awesome sorcerer and no one's around to
yeah.
see it.
So 10.
This energy comes from your body. It explodes, knocking Charlotte off of you. You fall to the ground.
Gilf just starts running and like screaming up the stairs like, the entire tavern's alive. It's alive. Get up. Let's go.
So I had been in the process of like making a Beauregard Bjorn, but he probably wakes up. Everybody wakes up.
I have my hit points back, but am I still groggy and weak?
I think you would be.
So I throw it like, you know, kind of like just, I'm shaking and I'm pulling myself up, but I'm getting there.
I'm going to get everybody up and then I'm going to run down the stairs.
So I'm like halfway up the stairs.
It, just yelling, right?
Yeah, just screaming.
Yeah. So you guys bump into each other. You turn back around and start running down the stairs, trying to get to that front door. Charlotte emerges right in front of you.
Please don't leave. It's been too long since we've had visitors.
Fire hands.
She's got to dodge it, right?
Yes.
So she fails.
12.
Fire comes out of your hands and it hits Charlotte. It also hits the walls of the tavern, which ignite. She lets out a huge scream. She's still there, though. She's still in front of the door. She's just aflame.
I'm going to take my spear and drive it into her and rip her in two. 16?
That's a hit.
10.
So the spear goes into Charlotte. She doesn't have a body, but she's made out of just a fleshy material. The spear just goes right through the center.
So is that front door open? Like, we can just...
Well, I'll say this. Rhoda has her spear into Charlotte and now can kind of move her.
Oh, okay.
Can I use it to, like, pull her down to the side and, like, pin her to the floor?
Yeah.
I'll physically help with that. I'll help her wrestle it to the
Both
floor.
Both roll strength.
22.
22.
Nice.
With ease, you pin this tongue to the ground.
Do you like that, Charlotte?
No, I just want company.
That's sad.
This isn't the type of treatment we would have got at Embassy Suites.
So the door is now open.
Gil goes right through that door.
Yeah, I go through the door.
Yeah.
So you all run out the door to a raging thunderstorm.
Does it look like the thunderstorm that changed everything the last time?
It does.
Is there a sound that sounds like a pirate's leg striking the ground?
Yeah. So funny.
Roll perception.
Oh.
No. No, there isn't.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a natural 20 and a 17 without any bonuses, so it worked out okay.
Too bad it was to see if there was a pirate.
Yeah.
The last time this happened, we bet at Gilf and it was fine. So, Gilf?
Wait, what? No. Is that what we were doing? We're feeding me?
But what else do we see out there?
Right now, it's a thunderstorm, so it's really hard to see into the distance. You could roll perception and see if you notice anything.
16.
Okay. Hey, the echo or the delay on this got worse. Is that just me?
I don't just hear be it. You, because yeah. I don't hear it at all.
Oh.
High maintenance DMing.
I'm a DQ. Drama queen.
Next up on High Maintenance DM, we teach you how to wash your dice.
So you look through the rain, and it looks like a throne room or something.
Guys, the dungeon is changing. Do you remember when it changed last time? We were in this huge coastline, and then we were in a little small room. This is happening again. What did Orlin say?
Oh, yeah. Orlin, what did you say?
She was real. You guys saw her?
Wait, Orlin's not here? Wait, what happened to Orlin?
Oh, crap.
She never followed any of us through the door.
She didn't go through the door?
None of you are you sure? She was gone.
Wait,
are you positive?
Are you sure? Because maybe she did follow us through the door and she died on one of the trials that we've been through.
Did we kill
Orlin?
Did we leave her in the cave?
I have to admit something. I thought that maybe Bugfly and Orlin were going to get close, so when I noticed she was gone, I pretended to not notice.
What?
Did you notice that she wasn't gone?
When we went into the room full of light, and I was like, oh, I'm just not going to say anything, and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Okay, wait,
so
but that's,
insecure.
That's at least promising, because then maybe she just didn't follow us, which... So she's alive, but also she hates us, apparently, and that hurts.
I don't think she hates all of us. You think so?
Which ones do you think she hated the most?
I don't want to point
fingers.
Yeah,
let's rank it.
Meanwhile, the storm is getting more intense around you.
I'm fairly sure the only one of us she actually liked has turned into a sword.
I was never a sword, Beligard.
Gilf, this is going to be hard.
He stabs me.
Oh, my God.
The wind picks up.
You guys, we need to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to grab hands and, like...
Where's Hank?
Hank? Oh, my gosh. Everything's great.
Chicken bones come out of the tavern.
Oh, no.
Don't do that.
I mean, that wouldn't be concerning because he's a hawk.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, weigh Hank down to make sure he doesn't get picked up by the wind. Okay.
That throne room, it looks like it's the only thing materializing right now. Let's go to that.
We're just, like, slowly going through the storm.
Trying to inch through. All right, I need acrobatics checks from everybody.
Oh, wow. Wait, I am keeping a real high, like an eye on Gilf and ready to grab him in case he floats away.
I think someone needs to just do that immediately.
Yeah. 17, 14.
I got an 11.
20.
I got a 4.
Oh, no.
But I'm watching him.
The wind blows so hard that Gilf can't keep his feet on the ground. He's getting lifted into the air.
Can I grab him by the boot?
Go for it.
Gilf in the air, the sequel.
12?
I think you get a hand around his foot.
Thanks, Beligard.
Back down. I'm just going to carry Gilf. That's it. I'm just going to carry him. I've got him now. I'm just going to hold him.
So the storm is still raging around you, but this throne room is starting to become more and more identifiable.
We just have to get through it, you guys.
Yeah.
You just press forward, I guess.
Soldier on.
The clouds break apart. The rain stops. And you're standing in the middle of a huge room. It's elegant, draped in gold. Lining the walls are several gargoyles. Sitting in a giant throne at the end of the room is the one and only Antolio Lickle. Antolio is not sitting proper in the throne either. He is draped over it. He's got his legs over an arm, he's got his back leaned against the other arm, and he's just casually sipping a glass of wine.
I drop Gilf. Why are you here?
Oh, my dear Dragaleb. How I've missed you.
Keep walking forward. Why are you here?
Same reason you are. I just want to get out. I want to get out of the constant struggle and turmoil that has been created by the Court of Crown.
Did they put you in the dungeon?
I put myself in the dungeon simply because I wanted to change it. As you get closer, you notice he's wearing an amulet around his neck.
Do I know what that amulet is? Have I seen it before?
Others in the party may have.
I'm going to roll a perception on the amulet. 12.
You recognize this. It's what you were told to steal from the queen
the amulet of Corwin.
Beauregard is still making a slow walking beeline, but he's going straight for him, and he plans to walk up those steps and grab him and pick him up and shake him until he gets some answers.
I'm going to roll a perception. I imagine the storm has died down and other things have appeared?
Yes.
Maybe? Okay. 9.
You hear a meow, and you look next to the throne, and there is Redemption in a cage.
Oh, motherfucker. Do I see Redemption?
No. Your eyes are locked on Antolio. My dear Dragaleb, I caution you to stop. Hear me out. Don't you want the same thing as I? Why must we fight about this?
Fight about what?
About our situation.
Are you the one that's doing this to us?
No, no, no. The Court of Crowns did this to you. I want to get rid of the Court of Crowns. Don't you want to get rid of the Court of Crowns too? Join me, and together we can rise up.
I like rising.
This isn't bread, Bugfly.
Yeah. And I just feel like this whole thing has been a big misunderstanding, to be honest.
So let's overthrow the Court of Crowns together, so we can be understood.
We're all just, like, walking forward. I want to be walking forward and kind of, like, on his left side, so the side where the cat is,
mm-hmm.
getting further away from everyone to be on his far left.
Okay.
I mean, the Court of Crowns, they're pretty awful.
I agree.
Yeah. What are you planning on doing?
Getting rid of them and their horrible rule.
How?
Are you going to kill them?
Oh, we'd have to go farther than death.
What's that mean? How far?
We'll have to bring back Eudala.
Is that the demon queen?
You may call her a demon. I certainly call her my queen.
Cool. All right. You're 100% not on board with this.
Why not? What has Lathander and the Court of Crowns done for you?
Well, there may be another way to overthrow them, but bringing back Eudala definitely can't be the right option.
It's the best option. Trust me.
Have you weighed other options?
I've thought about this for a long time.
Please lay them out. I want to hear the other options that you've already shot down.
Am I within reaching distance at this point?
Not yet.
Okay.
Dragaleb, stop! I'm telling you, you do not want to get any closer to me.
As he says that to Dragaleb, and he's like, puts his hand out and tells him to stop, Gilf casts Mage Hand to grab the cat's cage and bring it towards him.
Okay.
You can't call him Dragaleb anymore. He's Beauregard. You've missed your chance to have any sort of communication or relationship with Dragaleb. We heard the whole story, and you're a big jerk.
I was confused then. I was listening to my deceased father, and I shouldn't have. I didn't see the vision for what it could be.
You took my kingdom. You poisoned me. You killed my father. How can you possibly justify any of this?
Dragaleb, my dear, please understand. This is me trying to make it up to you. Join me. Help me bring Eudala back. Help me take over the Court of Crowns. And I will give you anything you want. And maybe we can get back together.
Ew.
The only thing I want is what you took from me. My heart. Divine Smite.
As he's doing that, do I have the cage?
Yeah, you've got the cage.
I'm going to open it up.
As you open the cage, Redemption looks at you and changes into a blade made of pure light.
Can I hold it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Cool.
What?
What?
Beauregard, as you charge forward, you see from behind the throne, flaming skulls raise up and come right at you.
Oh.
You see them as you're charging. You can choose to either keep going for Antolio or go for one of these two flaming skulls, but they're coming right at you.
The skull's going to get to me before I get to Antolio. That's
yeah.
What
you're saying. Yeah, they're flying really fast.
Well, I'll divine smite one of the skulls then. I'm just swinging with my fist, and I'm still at disadvantage. 14?
14 hits.
It's 19 points of damage.
Damn! Ooh. You knock it to the side, and it doesn't come at you and isn't able to bite you. But the second skull does come for you.
Oof.
It's it's going to hit. It opens its mouth and fire comes out.
Oh.
Lovely.
Dealing 7 damage. Let's all roll for initiative.
Woo!
Ow, ow! Oh my gosh.
19.
20.
9.
10.
Okay, so 15 to 20. Who had 15 to 20?
It goes Bugfly, Gilf. What'd you get?
I don't want to say it.
Well, you have to say what it is, though, because yeah. I need it on podcast.
Say it.
You don't want to say what you rolled?
I'm last.
You're so sad.
I am ready to go.
Woo-hoo.
Fine, I'll have a Coke.
I am ready to go.
Fine,
ready
I'll
to
have
go.
A Coke.
Fine, I'll have a Coke. Let me go.
Use it.
When you get stabbed, I'm putting that sound effect in. And Daryl pops open like a can of Diet Coke.
So, Bugfly, you see this happening, and you're up first.
I'm going to try to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter on Antolio.
Remind me, what does it do?
It's 1 minute. It's a wisdom check for them, and they're overcome with laughter, so they're just laughing really, really hard. Like, they can't do anything really else.
And he failed.
So Bugfly just feels this tickle of laughter, and she just starts cackling, and out from her shoots a light, and it hits Antolio, and he is also laughing. So they are both laughing.
Antolio bursts in laughter.
You think you can stop her? You think you can stop me?
Gil, you're up.
Can you explain the sword, what it looks, what he's seen? It's in his hand. Does he feel different holding it?
Yes, he feels very confident with himself because this sword is pure light and it's big. It seems like Redemption is trying to be as useful as she can in this moment.
So Gilf takes the sword in both hands. He puts it over his head and he kind of just slashes down and casts Scorching Ray at the same time at the floating head.
Since you're using Redemption to cast a spell, how about you cast it at a level higher than the spell slot you're using?
Gotcha. So 2 to each of them, then. Natural 20.
Oh, what a
good time. Yes!
What a good time.
The 20 ray looks specifically like a cat.
Yeah. 12 total to...
The one that Belgard hit, yeah. 18.
Yeah.
This one takes 9. So it's 15. Does it hit?
Yes.
Then it takes 8.
9 and 8, 17 total.
So you jump into the air and you thrust the sword forward. It grows brighter and scorching rays come out of the tip. All of them strike both skulls as they get burned and look like they're heavily damaged.
Gilf is, his jaw just like opens real wide. His eyes get really wide and he like looks around to see if anyone's looking and no one's looking. And for a second he thinks, I wish Benjamin was here.
Eyeing your unicycle.
Yeah. Do I get an action at the end of the thing?
You can move.
Can I toss a sword?
No.
Okay. I just want to move out of the way then. Just like move more behind the throne.
Okay. Next up are the Flame Skulls. Both have their eyes still locked on Belagard. So the first one attacks. It opens its mouth, breathes fire, and misses. The second attacks. Ooh, 18?
My armor class is only 13 right now, so I got rid of my armor.
Ooh.
Oh, shit!
Owies.
Ow. 16.
16. Woof.
Oh,
so Belagard's almost dead again.
So what happened was you jump out of the way of the first flame, but the second one is right next to you and blasts you, hits you firmly for 16 damage. Rhoda.
I'm going to breathe fire at everyone.
Every single person.
Actually, can I breathe fire in the direction of Antolio and the skulls without hitting our party?
You'd have to step up next to Bellegarde. And I think Gilf has positioned himself behind the throne, so he's ducked behind the throne.
Well, I can do that. So I'll, step towards Bellegarde and breathe fire.
Awesome. They have to beat a 10. First up are the skulls. The first skull dodges. The second skull dodges. Antolio gets nailed by it. Antolio rolled a 1. He was busy laughing.
Yeah.
He was too busy laughing and being vampy.
Yeah, he was too busy vamping. So the skulls will take half damage. Antolio's going to take full damage. Ooh, 11.
Antolio took all 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did. Wow. Fucking wow.
One of those skulls is looking super rough.
How would the hell would we know if a skull is looking
it's
more...
It's got burn marks, yeah. Wait,
it's already on fire!
That skull's gonna be eating its teeth for dinner.
When your flame breath strikes Antolio, you feel the earth shake slightly around you.
Whoa! Woo!
Oh, man. I hope I know what this is. Anyways, let's go.
I hate that we're fans of our own podcast.
Oh, God.
Bellegarde, you're up.
I'm very badly wounded, but I'm also within distance of Antolio.
Yes, but if you went to move towards Antolio, the skull would get an attack of opportunity.
Okay, well then, there's a very wounded one right next to me, right?
Yes.
I'm going to punch that skull.
Do you not have weapons?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So I'm a monk now, so I don't have any weapons. It's all hand-to-hand, but I'm still doing damage.
You haven't noticed because he hasn't fought anything because we've only been saving him the since he became a monk.
Wait, hold on. Is that not how this game works? Like, I thought the entire thing was just us saving Bellegarde.
Oop, that's not going to work. That's going to be a 4 plus 4 is 8.
You pull your fist back, but you start shaking. You're sweating. You're unable to focus, and you miss.
I'm sorry, my friends.
You have time to just turn around. You, like, miss. You're like, you turn around slowly. I'm sorry, everyone.
Good punch.
No, you're doing great, buddy. You're doing great.
Antolio points his finger towards Bellegarde and just continues to laugh like, ah, ha, ha, ha! You can't even hit one of my minions. You think you could stop me? Ah, ha, 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 ha.
I don't know what I ever saw in him.
You all hear the sound of breaking rock. You look to your left, you look to your right, and the gargoyles that line the walls are now waking up. They start walking towards you. There's 4 of them, 2 on either side. That's their first turn. Daryl, it's your turn.
Daryl takes out his possum emblem and holds it in his hand, and he just goes, my friends... Feel the warmth and protection of the great pouch, and by my friends, I mean specifically Bellegarde, Rhoda, and... oh, jeez. Why is it only 3?
He looks over to Bugfly just laughing, and Gilf holding, like, this mighty sword.
And, like, okay, and Bugfly. I just look at Bugfly. I'm like, she'll need some help for sure. And so I cast pass.
Excellent, Bugfly. We're back to you.
I call to Hank, and I get on Hank. And what I really want to do is cast Mage Hand on Antolio Lickalai's necklace and get it off of him.
You're gonna try to pull off the necklace.
Yes.
Mage Hand is like your go-to spell, and I love it.
It's my newest. Yeah. My newest spell. Using it.
So you get on Hank's back and you fly into the air and then you cast Mage Hand.
Yes.
See if Antolio notices. So you fly into the air, you extend your hand, and you pull off the Amulet of Quarren. It comes snapping back to you, and it's now in your hand.
What?
Oh my god.
Whoa.
And Bugfly turns into a baby. I'm not gonna put it on.
Does Antolio suddenly get really old?
Antolio grabs for his chest and he's like, oh,
oh my god. So creepy.
Oh, no. He was laughing. Yeah.
The face Pat made just made like sent chills down my spine.
Oh, so creepy.
Daryl, seeing that Antolio is laughing and that Bugfly is making him laugh, I'm like, wow, the rock suit really worked. Yeah. It really came in handy.
Gilf. So I'm going to cast on the one that looks like it's not falling apart. I'm going to cast Chill Touch. 10.
10 is a miss.
So Gilf gets a little cocky, and he lavishly swings the sword right at the skull, and it completely misses.
Yeah, he just whiffs, and it goes against the wall.
And no one sees. You can hear Benjamin in the background. Good try, sir.
Are you on the unicycle?
No.
In his own little world.
Yeah.
All right, they're still in combat with Beauregard. So the first one. The first skull, the one that looks like it's been hit several times, opens its mouth, sprays flame out, and deals 5 damage to Beauregard.
So Beauregard is at 0 exactly.
Beauregard falls to the ground. Ooh, Beauregard.
Boom. Yeah, he's had a rough day.
Plus he's sick.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
Maybe he'll learn something.
What?
From almost dying to this baby.
The second skull, seeing that Beauregard has been defeated, turns its eyes to Bugfly, opens its mouth.
What is it?
Crit failed.
Oh gosh.
Opens his mouth and sneezes.
No, he just opens his mouth, and then because it's a skull, the jaw just unhinges and collapses to the floor.
No, wait. Because she's still laughing and he sees her laughing, he's like
Rhoda, you're up.
Where am I in relation to Antolio, the skulls, and the gargoyles?
So you're standing right next to Beauregard, who Beauregard is laying on the ground next to you. Bugfly is only a couple feet behind you. There's a skull definitely within range, and then Antolio would take maybe 3 or 4 steps, and you'd get up to Antolio.
I would like to go after Antolio.
Cool. The skull will get an attack of opportunity if you move past the skull to Antolio.
That's fine. I am so brave.
So brave.
So I want to lurch forward with my spear towards Antolio.
So first, the attack of opportunity. So as you rush past the skull, it's quite embarrassed about its previous performance. So it winds up and blasts you with fire, dealing 8 damage.
It's a friggin' embarrassed skull.
But you get up to Antolio, who's laughing. He's like leaned back in the throne, laughing hysterically to himself.
So when I get hit with the fire, I'm like, "Ooh, you asshole." And I shake off all the smoke off me. And then I lurch forward with my spear to stab him. 19.
Nice. That's a hit.
Damn!
What was it?
She rolled 12.
Oh, shit. 1, 2,
12. That's amazing.
You jab the spear forward, and you hit him right in the side of the head. He takes 19 damage.
Jeez.
He is bleeding out of his mouth. He's looking very, very... What word am I looking for? That's why I keep saying very.
Bitch ain't so pretty anymore. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. His beautiful face has now been scarred.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm going to take my axe and swing it towards his abdomen.
Always so specific.
So, and I say, nobody messes with Beauregard. 19.
That's a hit.
8.
Oh, God.
So your axe buries deep into his stomach. He continues just to laugh at you. You might stop me, but you'll never stop her.
I think he's talking about me, you guys. And he's right. I'm unfucking stoppable.
All right, Beauregard, you know how to do this.
Bale number one.
Okay.
As blood just begins to bubble out of the corners of Bellegarde's mouth.
Oh, God.
And the leaf on his chest begins to go from that bright green to brown and curl at the edges.
Oh, gosh.
I'm taking that leaf.
Gil.
Dibs.
So it's Antolio's turn. Antolio looks down and he starts shaking his head. He's like, oh my God, I've been injured. What? Ah! And he casts Thunder Wave. That's going to knock pretty much everybody. Gilf, you're crouched behind a giant throne, though. So I don't think it's going to hit you.
Cool.
But it's going to hit everybody else.
How does that work with me?
Your body just slides across the ground. All right, so each creature needs to make a constitution saving throw.
19.
So you pass.
5.
You fail.
14.
You fail. Fuck. You're dead, yep. So it hits you no matter what. Yep. Do you want to roll Hank's save or you want me to?
You do it.
If Hank dies?
Hank succeeds.
Yes!
Yay!
Daryl, Bugfly, you both take 8 damage.
Oh my God. Jeez.
And I take 8 too as well, right?
Yep. Rhoda, you only take 4 damage, and you stand your ground. The skulls fail. As the thunder wave goes off, one of the skulls just pops and is
great
now gone.
Great popping noise.
Thanks.
Don't worry, I'll add the Diet Coke noise.
Just gets knocked basically to the ground next to Daryl. Next up are the gargoyles. 4 gargoyles have now approached the party. I'm going to say this. They split. 2 go after Daryl, and 2 go up to Rhoda. Gargoyles get 2 attacks.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
So, the first gargoyle attacks. It swipes with its right hand and misses. It swipes with its second hand and misses. The second gargoyle comes and attacks. And also misses. These gargoyles are inept. All right. Oh my God! Swings its right arm and misses as well!
Phil's just like, wah, wah, wah.
He's making the noises, but he's not actually doing it.
No, not really. The movements are pathetic, but the noises are so cool.
And they come like after the gargoyles completely miss him, and then he like chops the air and makes the noises. Yeah.
All right, the 2 gargoyles that went after Rhoda, the first one attacks. 17.
20.
Caresses her face.
Caresses her face. Says.
First one tries to make out with her.
So the first one swings its left arm and misses. Now swings its right arm and misses. Ooh. All right. The second one attacking Rhoda swings and misses. Swings for a second time. Maybe a gargoyle will hit somebody. Oh, shit. Misses. The gargoyles had their turn and did nothing at all. That's very lucky. Daryl, you're up. You're now surrounded by 2 gargoyles.
All right, surrounded by 2 gargoyles. Bellegarde's dying.
Again.
Daryl will run over to Bellegarde to heal him.
They're going to take their attacks of opportunity. The first one swings. Misses. The second one swings.
Oh! Oh!
Critical success.
Oh.
And deals 7 damage.
You're okay, little buddy. Just remember the magic.
Okay, so you run up to Bellegarde.
I look over the faces like, I can't do this anymore. You need to stop dying. Please. Once we're through with this, we're going to have a very long talk, Bellegarde. I put my hands on the sides of his head, and I put all 15 in him.
So you grab Bellegarde's head. Light comes out of the tips of your fingers and enters into Bellegarde, and he jolts awake.
Gilf is like, they're doing that thing again.
Bugfly, we're back to you.
So I have the amulet.
You have it in your hand. You can feel its power. It's very shiny.
I know. I love it. I'm not going to put it on. That's a trap for me. What is the sky... light area look like? Is there rafters? Like, what is that?
Yeah, there's rafters.
Okay, so I'm on Hank. I'm going to fly up to a rafter so I'm not seen, so I'm in the shadows. And I'm just going to shoot a skull. 17.
That's a hit.
6.
So you shoot an arrow out of your crossbow, and it sinks itself right into the forehead of the last remaining skull. Gilf.
So Gilf winds up and does chill touch again on that skull that's floating in hopes of hitting it, and then he knows it's undead, so he's like, this is the best I can do. 17 plus 4.
That's a hit.
5. So it has disadvantage on attacks now.
It's dead as well.
Oh.
So, okay. How do you do it?
So Gilf has the sword in his hand, and this time he just slashes upwards, so it's like he's getting kind of weak, and he just like swings up and kind of like cricket.
Yeah.
And just throws the skeletal hand like right at it. It whizzes through the air and it lands on the back of the skull's head and just like
it crushes it.
Yeah.
And the skull just shrinks and shrivels into a tiny little ball and falls to the ground. Once the skull hits the ground, you feel the ground vibrate again.
This reminds me of...
That's all I was going to say.
So the skulls are dead, so it's me.
Yep.
Is my spear still inside Antolio?
Yeah.
Hey, Beauregard, do you think my spear or you were deeper inside?
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
And then I take my spear and I want to rip the blades like straight up through his chest.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What was it?
She rolled 1. You have your spear in Antolio's chest, and you go to pull it up his body, but it cracks right in the middle. You're standing there with just the handle of the spear in your hand.
There's gum that Bugfly put there.
Bugfly! And I get really mad, and I swing my axe backwards. My question is, because I have an action surge for an additional action,
yep.
I want to like bring my axe back through Antolio, but then also like smash it down on a gargoyle.
Ah, yeah, you can absolutely do that. You're going to use your action surge to do that.
Yeah. 22.
That hits Antolio.
10.
Okay.
And then I bring my axe back. Let's take it straight through a gargoyle.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so 1.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, Rhoda. You strike Antolio with the axe. As you go to move it to hit the gargoyle, it slips from your hand and goes flying across the room. You're now standing there weaponless.
And it goes through another gargoyle.
It lands on the ground, ineffective.
When Rhoda sees it leave her hand, she's just like, fuck.
She says it in slow motion.
Yeah.
As everything else is moving in like fast motion.
Regular motion.
Beauregard.
But I'm basically like lying at the feet of the throne right
now.
Okay.
Right. And, you know, and there's like a very bloody Daryl on top of you again.
Right. Thanks, buddy. I'm used to it by now, so it's like every time Beauregard wakes up.
This is how you wake up, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good morning.
All right, I'm going after the nearest gargoyle. Take him down eventually. I'm still rolling with disadvantage. All right.
Oh!
17.
2 17s.
Nice. When you roll 2 of the same, though, you get like ultra power.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Right?
Wouldn't that be great?
Ultra advantage.
Sorry, just.
That's not a rule?
Nope.
These rules are fucked up.
So that's 12 points of damage total.
So you punch him right in the back of the neck. He doesn't even move.
Shit.
Antolio puts his hands together. They light on fire, and he casts Burning Hands. And he's also casting it as a second level spell. FYI for all you crunchy nerds out there.
Fair enough.
Crunchy nerds. Gross.
Crunchy means you like the numbers of the game.
Did make it any better at all, Pat.
And I jump out the window. Okay. Daryl, Beauregard, Rhoda, you need to make dexterity saving throws.
15.
6.
So, Daryl and Beauregard, you failed. You take 12 damage.
Uh-oh. Oh, my
so,
God.
Not dead yet.
No, yeah. Daryl collapses onto his knees. He's just like... I can feel it. I can feel the warmth. And just his eyes close.
Two gargoyles walk up to Beauregard, the only one standing close to them at this point who's conscious. The first one swings, misses, swings a second time, hits, dealing 6 damage. The second one attacks, crit fails. Second attack, hits. The gargoyle reaches back with its right hand and swings at you, missing. But its left hand follows through, and he trips as he's trying to hit you, and as he's falling down, grazes the side of your face for 1 damage.
Sexy.
For 1 uncomfortable damage.
Yeah.
But now he's laying prone. The other two gargoyles are next to Rhoda, and they attack her. Crit. Second attack. Hits. Damage-wise, does 5 damage and then 4 damage. So 9 damage total.
Oh, get away from me. Get away from me. And I'm just waving the handle from the spear.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because it's all I have.
Yeah, and the gargoyle, though, is firmly rooted in its position and is able to hit you with both of its strikes. Last gargoyle. Crit.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Double
that,
crit?
Right? Oh my God.
I just crit twice in a row.
Oh my God.
I have, in 4 rolls, I had 3 crits.
Oh my
Holy
gosh.
Shit.
Oh no.
End of fucking show.
Everybody, season finale.
Series finale.
All right, wow. 10 damage.
I'm at -6.
All right, Rhoda falls to the ground. All right, who's up now?
Daryl.
We need you to do a saving throw.
Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy.
12?
Good. Ah, you fight off death.
Bugfly. I get off Hank. I want to stay as sneaky as possible for my sneak attack. How badly does Antolio Ligley look?
Very hurt.
Great. I'm going to shoot a crossbow at him.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Crit fail?
Yeah.
Oh.
I crit fail, but I use my second action. I get a cunning action, and I hide. I'm feeling very emotional. I'm really
right now,
upset. I'm stressing out over here. Yeah. My palms are really sweaty.
She shoots Hank.
Oh,
don't you fucking
my God,
dare.
Are you going to do that? God. If you do that, it's fine. But like, God.
You draw the crossbow back. You try to aim it at Antolio. But Hank, he gets in your way. And you accidentally clip his wing. And he falls to the ground.
No.
Gilf, you're up.
I'm gonna underhand magic missile Antolio.
Hell yeah.
4, 4, and 4. Plus
yes.
1 to each, 15.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, so you're gonna kill him.
Yeah.
Everything is in slow motion. Gilf looks around the room. He sees Rhoda on the floor. He sees Daryl on the floor. He sees Hank just spiral down from the ceiling. He sees these gargoyles scratching. And he just yells for Antolio. Pissed off. Antolio! You have tried to drown us. Tried to burn us. Destroy us. You tried to bury us. You did not know we were seeds. And he upswings with the sword and blasts him with 3 missiles.
So the 3 arrows leave Redemption. The first one hits him in the right shoulder. The second one hits him in the left shoulder. The third one strikes him right between the eyes. And Antolio collapses to the ground. Dead. At this moment, the ceiling of the throne room begins to crack open. The crack gets deeper and wider, and it opens up, and this rush of air comes down on you. It smells fresh. It smells like the outside. End of season.
Oh!
got here, the former leader and now arch nemesis of the Dungeon Rats. What a cliffhanger, huh? I wonder what happens next. Just kidding. I already know. Because I'm the master of the metagame. That's why they will never defeat me. And I will totally TPK them between seasons. Because I don't care at all about a dumb podcast. All I care about is revenge. Anyway, The Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode was edited by, with original music from, Carlos Luna. Daryl is played by Alex Colliard. Rhoda is Justine Kruger. Bellegarde is Aram Vartian. Bugfly is Serena Marie. Gilf is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Well, I guess that's it for me, the master of the metagame. And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.